It's Reality Bites. Every episode on the Believe Podcast Network, I sit down and talk about what most men are forced to watch by a loved one multiple times a week in this great U.S. of A. reality television. Most men pretend not to like it or admit that they watch it, but I force them to talk about it on Reality Bites. I'm Rob Evers, your sports-loving, beer-chugging, girl-chasing host who just happens to be obsessed with reality TV. Today, I'm sitting here with comedian extraordinaire and my great male Bachelor fan favorite co-host, Andy Cazell. Andy, how you doing today, brother?
Just a couple of middle-aged guys talking about The Bachelor.
Again.
This is round two with us.
I had somebody else lined up, no offense.
And you got a good villainous reality show laugh.
I had... Oh, good. Great. That's another thing I need for people to be like, you should do that. But I had somebody else lined up who was a behind-the-scenes type person on The Bachelor, but it kept falling through, and I went back and listened to my last Bachelor episode, and I was like, fuck, Andy's perfect for this shit. Why don't I just bring him in?
See how that
time?
Is in Hollywood, people? It's about someone else not doing it, and then you get it.
You just never know when your chance is going to come.
That's
Andy.
How Hollywood is.
You just never know. You never...
Wow. Our first choice was sick, and now you're on Broadway.
You got to just know, always be prepared, I guess.
Yes, always be prepared. I haven't really drank since I was an alcoholic, but I'm saying I did sober January. I felt great, and yep. I'm keeping it going.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Instead of Truly, which I usually have for my guests.
Yeah, let's sponsor it with the...
We got LaCroix.
Well, I'm dry. I smoke weed at night sometimes.
Okay, dry.
Well, that's legal now in L.A.
I don't smoke.
California.
But we're drinking LaCroix this time. So if we're not as funny or if our personalities aren't as fantastic this episode, it's because we're drinking.
Or we may be more sharp.
Or we may be more sharp.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on with you? How have you been?
I'm great. Just doing that dry. I've been working out, doing my intermittent fasting, and I'm doing Orange Theory.
How's the intermittent fasting going?
It's working, but I don't know. Like, losing weight is so weird because it's like, at this age, I'll lose 2 pounds and then it's... I guess you can't really check the scale, they say, because I look better.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I'm plateauing weight-wise.
Well, when I dropped a ton of weight, I was poor, so I really couldn't afford food. But like, I went down to like 173 and I would weigh myself every morning and I'd be like, I'd try to keep under a certain thing. So it wasn't about working out or getting...
But when you're drinking too, it's almost like, are you getting dehydrated too?
Probably.
Because like,
I was drinking a lot.
You know, it's always the night after that you're like, fuck, I'm down 5 pounds, but it's usually water weight.
Yeah, that's very true. What about show-wise? What do you got going on?
Got our show at the Improv, and we got a show at the Laugh Factory.
Never heard of both of them.
Yeah.
Never heard
Tuesdays.
Of. That's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
You're still there Tuesdays at the Laugh Factory?
Well, depending if they have special events and stuff like that.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, guys, go see
Just look
Andy.
Up on our on my Instagram while we're posting our shows. What else? I'm trying to sell this script. Got to do everything at all angles in this business.
Got to.
One thing hits, and...
Well, how long have
Fuck
you lived?
You guys. Yeah. I am out of here. No.
Well, how long have you lived in LA?
Probably 15 years.
So it's that 15, 20 year overnight
you get your ups and downs. You get these little mini successes, and then it's like, oh, this is the big break. And then, oh, they shelve the project. Or, you know.
But that's what they say. They say it's a 20 year overnight success, but it's all about building relationships. And then when you get to a certain point where you have that perfect script or whatever, then you know people to fucking give it to.
That's pretty much what it is. You know, people that were coming up and when you were coming up, and now they're big agents or they're big,
producers or whatever.
And LA's so fucking fun. It's just so fun here, and it's nice out, and it's just, you want to stay here, and the thrill of the hunt is fun too.
You know, it's so funny because I always bitch about living in Los Angeles and like how I hate it, and the second I get a chance, I'm going to go buy a farm in Nashville or something.
Oh,
and
you would be bored.
And see, we were going, Cedric and I were going... This is going to sound really L.A. pretentious, but Cedric and I were going to the Elton John party last Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw your pictures.
Yeah. It was fun. But
my friend Katie. We know Katie together, right?
Yeah.
So Katie.
Yeah, Katie was there. Yeah, have you
pictures
with Katie?
She had a picture with Katie. I'm like, there's Rob.
Yeah.
was it for an Oscar?
And Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Corey Feldman was
there. You didn't know that I won an Oscar this year? So we went.
But wait, Corey Feldman's coming out with that doc.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Oh, I can't fucking
wait. We got to watch that.
So you have to buy it online?
I guess. I'm sure. He's got to make money off of
Who
it.
Who do you think it is?
It's just him talking. He's going to out everybody that he says molested him.
But there's, do you know the backstory? He was talking about how one of them is so big that they put a hit out on him like a couple years ago. Like, there were like some weird shit where like his like tires were fucking, or his brake lines were cut, or some weird shit when he was about to come out. And they said, it wasn't like a... somebody like up like Harvey Weinstein or something. Not him, but I mean
right.
Somebody big there. That's like an Epstein bullshit where like
yeah, they get silenced like, really
you're
gonna
silence
quick.
You, dude. So he was always worried because I think he was on Howard Stern or somebody talking about how he's like, I'm afraid to say this because, you know, I got bodyguards now because they're coming after me.
He had bodyguards at the thing. Yeah. He wasn't really a big bodyguard.
But he was saying how paranoid he was, like, this person, anything. Like, and somebody said it was, like, Charlie Sheen or something.
Oh.
It might have been, like, him or...
Oh, somebody, like, yeah. of that Brat Pack era.
Yeah, yeah.
Judd Nelson.
Yeah, or just somebody, yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Judd Nelson, if I'm accusing you and Nelson. Implicating you. In this
the weird thing about Hollywood is, like, you'll see him out and you'll be like, hey, motherfucker, I'm like... You listen to our podcast?
Yeah.
You
know? Well, that's the funny thing, dude. That Lance Bass podcast I did, I didn't know anybody listened to it.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, it's on Good Morning Fucking America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There and I'm like, oh, this is bad. You know yeah. what I mean? So, because you don't know. And my friends that were on the other end of it were like, you don't know who's listening to your
of
podcast
course.
Now. You know, you don't yeah. know who's tuning in across the fucking world to these things. So, that being said,
Judd, if you're listening, we didn't mean
Yeah, we didn't mean it. But also that being said, let's rip the fuck out of this Bachelor season, dude.
It's so ridiculous. Because now you're really...
No worries. No worries. L.A.
Let me turn this off. No, because this season, it's like... It's almost like you can really see like the...
The wheels falling off, like the production.
Like, and you can see like the people that are really just going for like being famous. And
well, that's the thing now with The Bachelor, and that's the thing that a lot of people are fucking complaining about is that, you know, we're 25 yeah. seasons in. So we're 25
seasons. But they do two a year, right?
They do two. All right, so still, yeah, say these kids were 10 when it fucking started, you know what I mean? They're now watching it every twice a year with yeah. their parents and their family. This is like in their living room in middle of fucking Knoxville, Tennessee, or middle of fucking Wisconsin or Iowa, wherever yeah. the fuck they're coming from. And they're like, wow, I want to be on this show. And then it's less about wanting to get married. They're 23 fucking years old. It's more about being on TV.
And also playing the game where like I got to make it to like almost the end so that I can be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
Like, it's not fun to win it. You don't want to win this shit.
No.
Because what's her name that married Colton? Like, she's kind of done.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fun to see two people marry. Like, no one cares about them anymore. It's about how long you stay on TV and that's how long your longevity is in reality TV.
Yeah.
As long as you're on TV, you're big.
Well, like,
when you're done, you're done.
Somebody just got, Sydney just got eliminated. And I was like, what the fuck? Everybody was like, what the fuck? And yeah. But then your immediate.
She was
like,
my fave.
Huh?
She was my fave.
Yeah, she was awesome. But then your immediate thought right away is she's going on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh yeah, because
you know what I mean.
Really hot, and she's really
hot. Guys are. Then you know that everybody else. You know that. So Joe, the butcher. No, Joe the grocer.
Yes.
And Kendall just broke up.
Okay.
And I just was reading this article because that's my life.
Yeah.
I read Yahoo articles about reality TV.
That's where you go, Yahoo.
That's yeah. I go to. I have Yahoo as my like when I turn my computer on. Yahoo pops up.
Okay.
Kendall's like, it's out of nowhere. I don't know what happened. I know what happened.
Yeah.
Fucking Sydney got cut.
Oh, you want to go in there and be single.
Yeah, dude. Joe the grocer is like, I'm going back to that island and I'm
going
to go meet these
imagine
chicks.
The excitement, the anticipation of going. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to be on Bachelor in Paradise in 2 weeks. You know, it's like
yeah.
it's just a big fuck fest.
Well, then also they're seeing each other. I mean, we learned from the whole stagecoach thing from the last.
Yeah, they have a big group. They just all hang out, right?
They all hang out together. I used to go to the parlor. I think we talked about this in the last time you did it, but I used to go to the parlor and they were all fucking there all the time.
Yeah.
You can go. It's like when you come upon, like if you're like on your jet ski in the ocean and all of a sudden there's a pod of dolphins.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, look at all the dolphins. Like you could be out and about and there'll just be, there's not one, there's not two. They come in waves of 20.
Yeah, and they kind of go around Hollywood right after the show, like in little packs and like, hey, it's the Bachelor people. Like Robbie, they did a show at the Laugh Factory one time. It was a Bachelor show and they booked some of us that like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And then they would put up some of the old guys, you know? Like,
oh, really?
Robbie, yeah.
They like,
and it was like all packed with all women and that were all fans of these guys. And you could just tell they were wasting. They were just douchebags. And I remember Robbie.
Robbie, the fucking the biggest whore out of all of them.
And guess what? He like turned the audience off and they were pissed. They all loved him. And it was like, you know, a lot of moms and stuff like that in there. And he got up there like, tell us the story, Robbie. And he talked about how this overweight lady was like stalking him and he kept like making fun of her weight on stage.
Wow.
And everyone was like turned off and he was like laughing and shit. And people were like, get off. And like totally like everyone hated him. And like, he was like, what? He thought he was being cool. And like, You can just tell how these guys are kind of pieces of shit.
Well, he's the one guy, though, out of all of them. Like, even fucking Crazy Chris, that you know, the guy who was tapping on the window and whistling through the woods. Mm-hmm. Like, even he's, like, when you see him out, he's just a normal guy, kind of. I met him, like, twice. Even Nick, what's his name, can be kind of, like, douchey, but he's still, like, he's, like, a normal guy.
Get Nick on here. He's doing a lot of people's podcasts.
Yeah, he does podcasts. But that's the thing. It's, like, he'll do podcasts and all that other stuff. Robbie has been on Vanderpump.
Yeah, he's really trying to milk it.
With Sheena, right? And then now he's on some MTV show that I'm sure you watch.
Yeah.
What's that called?
No, I don't watch that. That's
Flip
on
the Keys or something?
Yeah, that...
Florida Keys or...
Something Keys.
Something Keys, yeah.
I think... I don't know. My friend watches it.
Yeah.
But that's almost too much. I'm like, I'm not watching this shit.
Well, that's so produced.
So produced where it's like... And they're almost like smiling and laughing.
Yeah.
Like at the drama. It's like, dude, you're faking it. You know?
Yeah. Like, their whole thing was him, like, coming on and being somebody's new boyfriend. Like, he was cast.
Like, so obvious.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Vanderpump now. It's like...
You think so?
I mean, the new cast, you're kind of like, were they cast or they really worked there? You know, it's
they
like...
They really worked there.
I mean, it's almost like...
No, but...
That show is somewhat... It's real, but it's also... It's like, you can see, like, now every single line is like...
Well, you know I'm friends with all of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But they... Max fucking works there. Brett works there. Dana works there. Like,
Sheena doesn't work there anymore, right?
Sheena?
Does she still work there?
She'll... I mean, look, they'll still give... Like, Jax doesn't work there. You know what I mean? But they'll still give people shifts for the storyline. That's why when they go in and work, they don't care. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or they're floating around like managers. Or you see them go up to one table and be like, do you need a drink? Do you know? Like, it's like that kind of shit. But Dana... Max... I'm on a text chain with Max, and Max literally is like, I have to go to work right now. Like, come see me at TomTom. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it's that kind of shit. But
they're not cast to be employees, right?
No, they
were. How is Lisa not getting in trouble for that? Just hiring gorgeous people? Dude. I mean, is that, oh, I guess someone did tell me that. They said the reason why she gets away with that is because it's somewhat with entertainment.
No.
And you can cast.
Dude, it's everywhere. In this city, look, if you go to, I don't know when the last time you worked in a restaurant was.
Yeah.
But these days, if you go into a restaurant, I wonder my thing's up high. If you go into any restaurant and go into the office, all the resumes are on the, like, on the wall or, like, on the desk, and they all have headshots attached to them. Maybe not, like, actual actor headshots, but, like, pictures with them now. Because sex sells.
Yeah.
She's not
hiring some guy with a gut.
No, she's not hiring some dude with a gut, but that's just not her aesthetic, you know? Go to TGI Fridays and you'll
get... Even if he's way more qualified than Jax, you know?
Who knows? Who knows what the qualifications are? But if, I mean, this, he runs the fucking restaurant, so obviously he fucking has to do something, right? Brett was her trainer. Why are we talking about Vanderpump? Let's get back to fucking The Bachelor. And this season, like we were saying, seems the most... Like, certain things have been happening that you're like, okay, that's produced... I watch it with some people, and I'll literally say words out of my mouth 30 seconds before they say it out of their mouths on TV, because they're like, how do you know that? I'm like, because there's a formula.
Yeah, totally.
But they're like really pushing the formula this time. And agree with me or not agree with me, but this might be the most drama-induced season ever.
Well, are they trying to, like, you know, it's season 25, so are they trying to... It's always fresh, though. The drama is somewhat fresh.
That's the other thing. It's like...
They still know how to kind of like, okay, like, you can't really see a lot coming, you know? Even though I knew he was, when he took the Victoria to the car, I knew, like, she was going to stay a little bit, because he's like...
Yeah. Like, you knew that.
You knew that.
But, like...
And the other girl was being... What's her name? She was a little too cocky.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to make it. It's like, well, now you're saying that, I know you're going to get fucking
eliminated. When she laid down, she's like, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, it's like you're going to eliminate
her. She's going to go, for sure, you know? But, I mean, but that's the thing, that it's like, past seasons, you had a villain, right? Yeah. You had that girl that sucked in the beginning, or sucked like by episode 4, and then she carried all the way through, because she was still kind of hot, right? Yeah. So, God, I can't remember all their names, but there was that brunette, like, way back in, I want to say, like, Ben's season, that, like, carried all the way through until, like, and then she, like, was, like, she left in, like, final 4 or final 3 because the other girls were being too mean or something. There was the girl with Jake the pilot.
Yes.
What was her name? Vanessa or something? She was, like, Greek, and they had that whole after special where she cried, and she said...
Well, now they're having, you can have two villains, too. I think Victoria's, she's the underlying, like... She's kind of a villain, but then you have...
Well, she's a villain for us because we
Hannah's
know her.
Hannah's a villain, but she's also
But
she's more outspoken.
No. Think about the villains they've had so far. The first one to come up was...
What I'm saying, they're under wraps now. They're kind of like, you know, they're not just... They don't have to be just like, oh, I'm the bitch, you know, all stuff like... Like, you know, you gotta... It's shady.
Well, now there's
Victoria's
more...
Victoria's shady.
Now there's more girls that are actually speaking up and being kind of voicing their opinions about certain shit or starting drama out of nowhere because they know they're going to get TV time.
Yeah.
And then the other girls are calling them out on that because they're getting TV time. Right,
and the whole Victoria thing, it's like she's like, we don't really have this great of a, we haven't had this connection yet. I'm like, yeah, because you don't like him.
Well, that's the thing, Victoria.
Like, you're there for fucking stardom.
Victoria is so fucking funny, man. I'm glad you brought her up because not only is she a villain to us because of all the outside shit that we know, the whole Chase Rice thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Chase Rice was set up.
Oh yeah, and it was a one night stand that they had, and she said they were dating.
Right, it was a one night stand.
It was a People magazine article where he's like, we had like one night, and it
on
was
a
like,
bus, on his tour bus.
Yeah. Right. So, which means that she went and chased him.
She DM'd him.
So I want a lot of people know in Hollywood, well, a lot of my friends are, we know a lot of famous people, but it's like, so the whole thing with Instagram is you can get a hold of anybody you want, especially guys. If a guy's famous and you're a hot girl, it's like, hey, can I meet you after your concert? The guy's like, all right.
Yeah.
And you have a direct line to this guy. So that's probably what she did.
It is. I know for a fact.
I'll wait outside your bus.
I know for a fact that that's what she did.
So calculated.
Girls, you know, whether you think so or not, no matter how famous a dude is, even if they have like 2.5 million followers, if they see a hot, like, because we see, you still see requests.
And guys
are
scumbags.
Every once in a while, they'll stroll through the requests. And if some hot girl pops up, they're going to be like, oh God, this girl's hot. Why? And she wants to meet with me. It worked with this situation.
Well, it's rock star shit. You know, he's probably like, she's like, I'll just come on your bus and that'll be it and I'll leave. And he's probably like, okay.
And then on her way out, she was like, I'm going to be on The Bachelor. And he was like, oh, well, I'm going to be singing on The Bachelor. So,
or that was a little move where she didn't tell him and she went to the producers in her audition and be like, hey, I banged this guy.
No, I'm giving you what I'm giving you for real behind
this. Oh, really?
This. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
shit, all right.
I know this for a fact.
Oh, wow.
That they hooked up on the bus and then she was like leaving and he was like, all right, well, it was nice to meet you. And she was like, I'm going to be on The Bachelor. So if you don't hear from me, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, fuck, well, I'm going to be on The Bachelor. Will you just, you know, try to keep it under wraps, you know, blah, blah, blah. So when you see her walk up and she's like, oh my God. And then you see his face. It's because he's not like, oh, there's my ex-girlfriend. It's because he was like, fuck, I told this girl not to make this a thing. And now she obviously told the producers that I was her ex-boyfriend, and now they're putting her on this date. And so he was more of like, that's why she was like, I hope you're not mad. He's like, no, do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, well, I mean, it was nothing. You know?
Yeah.
But also with her, it's like, she's such bullshit because she plays this game like, oh, like in the, remember in the very beginning when she did that fashion runway thing.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so nervous. And then she comes out in a fucking bikini, and she's like strutting and like doing like that pop and lock. And like, you're like, what? Like, oh, you're really nervous, huh?
Well, she's very, so what I've learned about this Victoria shit, I got my mom watching this shit. I get a lot of people to watch reality TV when they don't want to, but I got my mom watching this now, and this is the first time my mom's been like, I really like that girl, Victoria F, right?
Yeah.
Because she's, my mom's Armenian, she looks like she could be Armenian, so anything that looks like she could be Armenian, my mom's going to fall in love with.
Yeah.
Plus, she played this whole coy act in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, all this other shit comes out where she's fucking everybody's husbands.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. She literally, it says 7 of her girlfriends have accused her of fucking their husband.
Well, anybody that, when you look at it too, like where anybody that wants to be on the show is somewhat kind of...
Crazy. They barely passed the crazy test.
Even The Bachelor's probably crazy.
No, because they were on the fucking previous seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
How they cast these reality shows, which I'm going to have some casting directors on the show soon.
Oh, cool.
But they give you a psych test, and if you barely pass it to the point where you're not going to like kill anybody, they want you on your fucking show.
Oh,
they
know
it's going to be fucking great TV.
Oh, they're just sitting back twiddling their mustaches, yeah?
But this girl, Victoria F., is definitely, first of all, the White Lives Matter thing, right? That's, I mean, I know that was about manatees, but you got to know what you're putting on your body, you know? I know it's so dumb.
Ridiculous.
So dumb.
But then now she's like, you know, it's, but he keeps Hannah and her, and he gets rid of Kelly.
Right.
And he's a piece of shit because it's almost like she was probably the one that he should have went with.
Yeah,
she's a lawyer. But he's like, I'm going to go with the hot 23-year-olds.
Yeah, but in his defense, she wasn't like, the hot 23-year-olds are showing some... Even Victoria
F... How old is he? 30-something?
No, he's like 26, 27.
Oh, he's 26? Okay.
But like, since she's like... Victoria F. is giving hot and low, at least he's giving hot.
Yeah.
Kelly's like getting into a lukewarm bath that somebody else was just, you know what I mean? That somebody ran like 20 minutes ago and you're like, what the fuck
she
is
wasn't,
this?
She was just a little too cocky.
Well, she like, was just like, she was, she seemed really into him at first. And then she, I think the whole process got to her and she was kind of like.
That's very Midwest. She's from Chicago.
No, she just seemed like she didn't like, care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, she kept being like, this is fun. He's like, okay, great. I'm glad you're having a good time. But like, are we going to, like, I'm going to propose to somebody at the end of this. So I think he sent her home not because of the 23-year-olds. I mean, they're all hot. But more because she was just kind of like a wet blanket.
Yeah.
You know? At least with Victoria, he's getting like really spicy sometimes.
Yeah, she has a little bit of an edge to her.
And let's talk about that. She...
50 Shades of fucking Victoria, you know?
Well, because I think you're right. I think it's getting to the point. That last time that she went to dinner with him and she was like, I just don't know what to think. It's because she now realizes that he really likes her and she could win.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to win.
She doesn't want to win. She wants to go to that Bachelor in Paradise.
She wants to either go
Bachelor in Paradise. She'll be on there for 5 seasons.
Right. She wanted to become a model. She wanted to become famous. She wanted to maybe go on Bachelor in Paradise, maybe even try to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Right? But now she's realizing that he's liking her, so now she's playing oh, shit.
You think she's Bachelorette material?
No. Not now.
Yeah, she's she would have
been. She would have been if she kept her fucking... coy, I'm shy shit going on.
Yeah, because there's no empathy.
Because everybody fell for her then. Yeah. Everybody.
Nobody feels sorry for her anymore.
No. And now when she goes home, I think it's really going to come out that like she's like, it's going to come out. Somebody's going to be like.
I think Hannah B was kind of like that. She kind of, I think she thought she was going to be bigger than she was after the show.
Yeah.
And then now she's kind of coming back a little bit. I think she thought she was going to dump Jed. And then maybe marry somebody or get with somebody famous and it didn't really happen. So now. She's doing the appearances now, and it's like...
Yeah. She's playing the what if.
I feel like she's going to come back, you think, or no?
To be the Bachelorette again?
No. Maybe in the finals?
No. What I think... Do you
have fucking all this underneath... do you know all the shit?
No. I don't do any spoilers at all. I just, like, I sit with people. Like we said, we live in this city where, like...
Because you can really find it out if, like, these people have these fantasy Bachelor polls and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, before the season, if you really want to, you could figure it out.
Yeah, but I also sit next to people when I watch the show who work at CAA, who work at ABC, yeah. who work in publicity, and they're like, no, that's not what happened. This happened. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. While we're watching the show. So, because I tell them, like, don't fucking spoil it for me. They're like, I won't, but now that you saw this shit happen, let me tell you what really happened.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
anything juicy?
Yeah, I get all the juice, but nothing, but no spoilers. Like, I don't know about this whole producer thing. Like, I'm staying away from all that shit. But here's my, I'm going to tell you what I think, and then I want to know what you think.
Okay.
So, and then I want to go back and talk about the crazy people. But here's what I think is going to happen from here on out. I think that he fucks Kelsey, right? In the overnight suites, right? Or maybe even when he goes home, but probably the overnight suites. I think he fucks Kelsey, right? I think Victoria F. fucks herself in the fucking hometowns. I think that somebody comes out and is like, you know, she's a piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
And then he asks her about it. And then she goes, you know what, Peter, fuck you. This is over, blah, blah, blah. Then I think that Madison tells him about saving herself for marriage and saying she'd have a problem if she slept with anybody else. And then he's like, well, I wish you told me that a couple weeks ago because... I just fucks Kelsey, right? Madison leaves. It goes down to the final two is Hannah and Madison. And then Chris Harrison comes down and said, we just found out Madison took off. And then that's why he goes to his mom and his mom goes, bring her home to us.
I mean, she's like fucking Midsommar, right?
Yeah,
like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But because remember, she loves Madison because of their fucking first date was at their vow renewal.
And they're religious.
Yes. So I
religion think, always sticks its ugly head in this shit.
I think it comes down to Kelsey gets kicked out at 3. Victoria goes home after this one. Kelsey gets kicked out at 3. And then it goes down to Hannah and Madison. And then that's why Hannah's standing there crying with a white dress on and her hair blowing. Because that's obviously a proposal like on top of a cliff somewhere. And then he runs off to try and find Madison because that's who it was going to be the whole time. And Hannah's standing there crying. And then I don't know what happens.
I think he's going to bang Victoria.
You think he's going to bang Victoria?
What is they showed that who's getting pushed against the glass.
Oh, I think that's Kelsey.
Is that Kelsey? Was it blonde?
I think so.
Because I think he's sexually into Victoria.
He definitely wants to bone
Victoria. I think that's why he's keeping around. Or maybe he bones both.
What do you
think?
But
Madison gets pissed, and it's I think either he bones because he's a little horny motherfucker, and he's because remember he banged Hannah in that windmill.
Yeah, four times.
Yeah, so he's not waiting to do the last two. He strategically picked these last four because he wants to bang at least three of them.
I mean, that's what you
and do. He knows it's going to happen.
That's the whole point of keeping people to the fantasy suites.
And maybe Victoria, he's going to bang Victoria, kick her out, and then keep the three that's like, Hannah and Madison.
Yeah, Hannah and Madison are going to be the final two.
Kelsey's just too, she's too LA.
All right, let's talk about Kelsey.
Kelsey is like, she's great, she's gorgeous, but she's just like, every time you go out to a bar in LA, it's just, everyone looks like Kelsey. It's like, she's very like.
Kelsey had a little bit too much plastic surgery, I think.
What did she have done?
I think her nose looks really kind is of it? Like really, really thin. But I mean, I'm not one to talk. My nose is fucked up.
But it's just very like I'm not into that LA blonde where it's like, no offense if you're, but I'm just saying.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Kelsey too is that her crazy comes out when she drinks.
Yeah.
Like that whole champagne shit in the very beginning, she should have been gone right after that.
Yeah.
But he keeps her around, and then when she's sober, she's like Jekyll and Hyde in the sense where like when she's drunk, you're like, this bitch is nuts.
Yeah.
Then when she's sober, you're like, wow, that was probably the most mature thing anybody's ever said on The Bachelor ever. Like when she was the whole Aaliyah or whatever her fucking name was, she was a whole nother situation.
Do you think they keep them around?
Yeah.
Just to like, he knows he's not going to pick her, but they're just like, keep her till the end.
Well, that was the Aaliyah thing was definitely bring her back because he still kind of likes her.
Even she kind of had that fake, like, she's like, I hate when they sit down and he's like, this is the problems I had in my life talk.
Right.
And she's like, my parents were divorced. I'm like, motherfucker, everybody's parents were divorced.
Probably his parents are divorced.
that's your sob story for
where's the meth?
America's Got Talent? That's your sob story?
Yeah. Give me some drugs and like.
Yeah. Like
even Disney has a parent die in the beginning.
Yeah. Your mom strangled, your dad strangled your mom and off. And
then we get it,
But he was kind of looking at, I like when they do that sob story and he's just kind of going,
Yeah. So the thing with Kelsey is that she after that whole Aaliyah thing and then he brought her back or whatever, and then he went on a date with Kelsey, and Kelsey was like, he goes, listen, how do you feel about it? She goes, look, if you're going to be with me, I'd rather you be sure that you're with me. So if you need to go back and revisit somebody else, do that. And I was like, that's probably the most mature thing anybody's ever said on the show. Then she has three drinks, and she's crying and fucking yelling at people again,
That's very LA, though.
The drama.
Just, everyone's fucked up out here, so it's everyone's like, this girl's great, and then all of a sudden just, here it comes.
Yeah, here it comes.
here's why you're out, here's why you moved to LA.
You're doing a great job with this podcast, getting yourself dates after this.
I know. Well, I've just been here for a long time, and it's just very like, I mean, everyone's fucked up out here,
Yeah.
And if you're on The Bachelor, you're probably fucked up. Why the hell else would you want to be on there?
And subject
your parents to this shit? I think even if I was The Bachelor, I'd be like, I don't want to bring people home to my fucking mom. Like
but we're of a different generation.
I feel bad
man.
For my mom.
These parents are probably the ones submitting their kids.
They want to be on it.
Yeah. They're the ones submitting the kids,
And I feel like Peter, that's what kind of ruined him because the parents were so kind of Stepford wives. Like when Hannah went to see them, she was kind of like, okay, this is a little fucked up.
Yeah, they did that whole prayer cheer thing in the beginning before their dinner.
What did I say? That their family looks, Peter's family looks like the type of family that kisses each other on the lips.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
It's so
bye,
true.
Mom. And like a little like, you're like, gross.
Oh, why is he tongue? Why is he
bring her
tongue?
Back to us. We want her skin.
We need her blood.
Her blood. What a weird thing for a mom to do.
Yeah.
God, even these parents are fame whores. It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens with this hometowns. But this is the reason why I think it's the most drama filled and that people are like wondering if the franchise is just going off the rails now is because let's go back and think of who the drama and the villains were throughout the entire series so far. So I would say first is like Hannah.
Hannah, of course.
Right? But because why? Because
but Hannah's type, is she a villain or is like that kind of brings success though, that kind of attitude. She's just like a go-getter, maybe a type A.
Right.
And these other girls were kind of just like, she was like, well, they're idiots. I'm going to fucking take the reins here.
Right.
And if that's a villain, then I guess guys like that, but not too much.
I think Hannah was a villain because she was assertive, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And she was kind of, and she's pretty, probably the prettiest girl there.
Yeah.
Right. So
bubbly.
She's a model.
Talented.
Right. She comes in with pretty, saying she's a model from fucking Tennessee. Girls automatically are going to be like, fuck this bitch, right? Yeah. Then she starts being assertive. But then I think Hannah got bit a little too much, and she whimpered back.
Yeah, yeah.
She whimpered back into the thing. Because then the whole Kelsey Champagne thing happened.
Well, I mean, you know, I think they're kind of telling them, like, hey, go fucking fuck with her again. Like, I already went. Go again.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's what I think happened. I think they purposely put two different champagnes around.
Yeah, of course. What are the odds?
And then they go, the producers are like, go open the champagne over there. Just in that area.
And Kelsey, what the
there.
Fuck? He had enough. Of course they're going to do that shit. You don't put your fucking random Dom Perignon without, what was it? She said it was like some expensive champagne.
Probably
that,
like, from like Veuve or something.
Yeah. This is the one I bought. And it's like, well, of course someone's going
to
fucking do that.
Well, no, it was given to her. She was saving it for a special occasion.
Yeah, she was saving
occasion.
It for
a, it's like, then why
then
would
hold
you
the fuck onto it?
It? The producers definitely did that shit. But so then Kelsey became the villain. She started fighting with everybody in the house, remember?
Yeah.
So then it was her, and then that lasted for like an episode. Then it became Aaliyah, or whatever her name is. What was her name?
Well, also too, Kelsey, it's kind of like her, people don't like that kind of like, you don't have a really good sob story. You're kind of entitled. It's fake drama. It's fake sadness. You know, like, you guys are against me, you know, all that shit. It's like, come on, man. You know, and then, who'd you say, Hannah? What?
No, I'm trying to look up her name. I think it was Aaliyah. What was it?
Yeah. I kind of liked her.
She was hot. Yeah. She was hot. And here's the thing with her too, dude, is that like she never denied that when the cameras were turned on, she became somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, I'm a pageant. First of all, they're all from fucking pageants. Why are they all on fucking in pageants?
And what's the thing with Sydney and Hannah?
Went to high school together.
But Sydney was saying she was a dork, and then that picture came out where she was on the court, too, and Hannah won prom or some shit. Did you see that?
Yeah, she was a beauty pageant, too.
Or she was in the beauty pageant? Was that the prom, or was that a pageant?
Yeah, it was whatever, but she fucking...
But she was saying she was a dork or something like
that? She said she ate every lunch in the bathroom stall.
Yeah, because you were so hot that no one wanted to sit with you, and they were insecure.
I don't know what it was, but all these girls, all of them... So this is the other thing is that what pissed me off is that they're calling out this girl for being a pageant girl and turning it on whenever... the cameras were on, and she's like, yeah, that's what I've been trained to do. Yeah. I don't deny that. But just because I turn on for the cameras doesn't mean my feelings for Peter are any different.
Of course.
And I was like, fuck yeah. That's respectable.
Is that what we're seeing now? We're middle-aged, and we're seeing these young people where that all these parents were putting their kids through all this shit. You know, because the parents were like, I want my kid to be a fucking pageant. There's so many pageant people, right?
Yeah.
And then now you see the parents, and the parents seem like his... His parents are like, yeah, they want to be famous. And like, are we seeing this big exodus or this big thing of all these people that are being like, I've never seen so many pageant people in my life.
That's what I'm saying. I think
like every parent's trying to get their kids in something now.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there's a new wave of reality TV that is out there. So now anybody can be famous.
Like these kids have been groomed to be reality stars.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Everybody's looking for their own reality show. Everybody's looking for their fame. But also I think there's got to be new casting directors on this show, because this is also one of the first seasons that every single girl that came out of that fucking limo, I was like, whoa, that girl's fucking hot.
Yeah, everyone talked about this is the hottest girls of any season.
Yeah. So there's got to be new casting, and they probably just went to the fucking, through the Hannah B, you know, vein and just hit all these fucking pageant girls that know how to be on, you know, and then know how to be catty because they're all catty with each other, all these pageant girls.
As soon in like a few years are we going to start seeing like, these reality TV universities where, like, you put your kids through.
Oh, my God.
You know, like,
I would be a professor.
I went through this school. Like, wow, she has a degree from this, you know.
From
reality.
Evers Kozel School of Reality Television.
And they go straight to the top.
Yeah.
It's like they say in Russia, they have those schools of, like, they actually have schools of teach girls how to be gold diggers. And, like.
No.
Yeah.
Do
there's
really?
There's a whole thing over there where then they come over here and they teach them how to like scam. And
why not?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's how, if you're going to make that much money, that's all 90 Day Fiance right there.
Yeah, totally. So I think that all these people are being groomed now. So it's like, they're kind of like robots.
Well, that's what it's got to be then. Because this girl, Aaliyah, I think it's Aaliyah. Aaliyah?
Is it Aaliyah? Aaliyah.
It's Aaliyah. I don't know. A-L-A-Y-A-H. I can never say it even when I was watching it. She comes back. All right. So she gets kicked off because there's too much drama with her and Victoria P.
Yeah.
So then Victoria P even became a fucking thing because she was really sweet, remember?
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden she was like, I'm mad at you. And Peter and blah, blah, blah. And her whole shit came out. You're like, no. Too early. Too early.
Yeah.
Too early to be picking fights like you guys have been dating for fucking 6 months. Like, it's way too early.
Yeah.
Like, well, slow your roll. But then she was like, I need a... And this whole, like, Mike Truth thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole new fucking thing that everybody's saying now. I just need to speak my truth.
I just, these kids, I mean, also you're 23 years old, and it's like, they should make an age thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, who the fuck is, everyone's yelling at their TV screen going like, you're 23, you're 22. You shouldn't be thinking about this shit. You know, you shouldn't be, you know, do you know anybody that got married that early?
No. Well, I mean, my whole family, my whole dad's side of my family is from Georgia, so.
Maybe like in the 50s. Yeah.
No, they 60s? Still get married really young.
Oh, they do?
Their first divorce is by like 28.
Those pre-marriages? Pre-marriages?
No, it's just, yeah. Get one out of the way type thing.
Who was the oldest on The Bachelor?
Right now?
Who was the...
Who was in the history?
Like, how old are they taking people?
I think 35 is the oldest they go.
For guys?
For both.
For both?
Yeah.
I was at a party once. I don't know if I told this last time, that the girl came up to me like 5 years ago, and she was like, oh, hey, you want to try out for The Bachelorette? And I was like, she's like, how old are you? I go, like, 38. And she's like, oh, you're too old.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're too old.
You're too old.
30. I mean, look at these. Most of these girls are between 23 and 28.
Yeah,
because
I guess if you got older people, it wouldn't be as dramatic.
Right.
People would just be like, after week one, you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you're like, this is not.
Because it is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Doing this for, what is it, 2 months?
6 weeks.
6 weeks? I mean, yep. You really got to, to be the Bachelor or Bachelorette, you're like, fuck all these people.
Yeah.
I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. Well, then that's the thing, too, is that they keep them drunk.
Yeah.
Like we talked about last time, how each person has their own handler, and they keep them drunk.
Oh, yeah. You said that, yeah.
Yeah. So, like.
Keep them drunk.
They keep their phone away from them and keep them drunk, which is another thing with Aaliyah.
It's almost like weirdly kidnapping. Like
It's the Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
That's exactly what it is.
Come on, Anna. There's another one. I can't.
Yeah. I don't like this person. You will in about 3 weeks after we get you drunk and only talk about him and take your phone away from
him. And who knows who's popping Adderall now.
Oh, yeah.
Because all these reality shows, you can kind of see in their eyes, like, you know, they won't let them do coke or anything, but like.
They got to stay up somehow.
Yeah, they're popping fucking, you know, Jersey Shore. And it's like, why are they up till 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
You know?
It's exactly it.
Yeah, they're popping Adderall because, you know, everyone gets a.
Especially that rose ceremony. Ooh, that's probably true, dude. They probably like, here's your shot of tequila and here's this pill. Put it in your mouth.
Or they just have it, you know, prescribed and they just have it in their purses. Yeah, because the producers would never know. You're just popping it.
Yeah, but like, I'm sure the producers make sure that you get prescribed it before you come on the show. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like the cuckoo nest. It's like, take your pills.
Yeah.
You know?
Because all these reality shows you watch, like, everyone's eyes are really fucked up when they're drinking. You're like, this isn't just booze.
That would explain McKenna.
Yeah.
And her whole facial expressions all the fucking time.
Yeah. All through the years. All those girls, like, some are grinding their teeth and shit. And you're like,
yeah.
Like, you know they're not doing blow because they have fucking mics on. They would hear it.
The thing that confused me about this whole Aaliyah thing, too, was that she came back.
Yeah.
And she started talking shit about stuff she was reading.
How did
online.
That even work? I was confused with that.
She
can come back. You can come back.
Yeah, you can always come back. You can always come back. You just have to go through the producers. And I'm sure the producers are like, yeah, come on back.
But did he officially kick her off or she left?
He kicked her off. He did not give her a rose.
Yeah.
And then she left. And then she obviously just contacted the producers and came back. That's happened a bunch of times on the show. But she's the first one to talk about the outside shit on the show.
Yeah.
So remember, she outed Victoria F. and was like, yeah, it says you guys really weren't dating. You know what I mean? and that's why she got all like, what? What? You can't, you bitching, blah, blah, blah. She was like, pretty sure you're lying.
Or are people insane? Did Victoria maybe even think, maybe she thought, or she's lying to the people? Are people that crazy out here? Because I know crazy people where it's like, you know, they're delusional, you know?
Yeah, of course they are, man. She made it up so she looked better, so she looked like a fucking badass, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what kids do. You used to go to camp.
Or what I'm saying is, did she think there was really a thing with that guy?
No.
No.
She hooked up with him and she was like, oh, I've dated him.
Yeah.
I've dated him. You know, it's like, it's that girl, like, that everybody mentality where if you hang out with somebody, say you hang out with somebody for like a week, they'll be like, that's my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're like, no, what? No.
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's like in comedy, whenever like you say, whenever you're starting off in comedy and a big, big dog comes in, big famous guy.
You're like, I worked with
him. And he goes in front of you. You're like, oh, or he goes after you. You're like, I opened for him.
Yeah.
Like comics always say that shit. They're like,
yeah.
Open for these four guys. Like, really?
You're like, no.
No, he popped in and went after you.
So then he sends her home again, and then it becomes McKenna and Tammy become the villains.
Yeah.
McKenna's crazy. I was ready for her to go.
Yeah.
her voice. She did that whole shit too with, I'm strong and I'm a woman and I'm here and no one's going to take my fire and McKenna's here to stay and you thought you pulled me down, but you really pulled me up.
It's good to see that though, if you are the bachelor or a bachelorette, when people have those meltdowns, you're like, ah, and I made the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you're going home.
Yeah.
Because I can foresee this happening really, or happening a lot in the future.
Yeah.
You know?
But it feels like his pickings are slim with people that are not drama, you know, or not crazy.
Well, he's religious. So we've seen in past seasons where like...
And why does he have to fly everywhere? Why can't he just take a fucking car to like so Ralph's?
So dangerous.
Why does he have to fly to Ralph's?
Yeah, we get it. You're a pilot, dude.
we understand. Now put the Cessna back in the fucking hangar, brother.
So stupid.
Jesus Christ. Oh, but, we're going to go get Froyo. You hop in the plane. What?
But do you think that like they, you know, because past bachelors, like they... were bachelorettes when they didn't pick anyone. They just said, I'm out, right? Wasn't there a few that did that?
There was one, and it was Brad.
And he's like, I don't want anybody.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want anybody. They both were like, wait, what? And then they let him be the bachelor again.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can see. Well, he's religious. I think Peter's in it to win it, so.
Peter's in it to win it, but, like, Peter is the most confused.
Yeah, he needs to fix himself.
Well, that's the thing that people are really pissed off about also is that he's just, like, he's like a mess. He's like it's almost like the more drama you have, he's like a fucking mosquito to the fucking zapper.
Yeah.
It's like he just fucking flies to it. And then everybody else is looking around like, wait, you're really going to fucking deal with this shit? And then he's like, sorry, guys. Hannah's here. Let me go fucking flirt with her and make out with her in the back while you guys are writing poems or shit about me out front. Like, he's just the most immature person, I think.
He's very immature. Yeah. That's the thing. And it's very annoying too.
Yeah.
Because you can see the wheels turning in his eyes too when the girls are talking to him. He's like, you know, the shit that matters to him and it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
When he's talking to Victoria P and she's, it's almost like an eighth grade fight. You know, like two people dating in eighth grade. It's like, and she was going like, well, this and this. And he's like, well, this. It's like, what the fuck are you two talking about?
Yeah, he's like, she's like, and then I was with my hula hoop. He's like, I like crayons.
Yeah.
Well, I like turtles.
It's just like, you two are idiots.
Yeah. I think it's going to get really, really... I think Victoria F. is just going to come out looking like a piece of shit through this entire thing, right? She's been actually very quiet on social media. I mean, from what I've heard, you know, nobody... She's going to have... You know what she's doing? God, she's so fucking smart. I'm just realizing this. She's keeping quiet, keeping quiet, keeping quiet. Then she's going to have a big People magazine article and become...
Yeah.
And then, like... switch it back into her fucking favor of how she kind of like, she's going to be the victim in all of this shit.
Yeah.
Right. And then she's going to try and win back those sweethearts and everything and try to have a whole career outside the Bachelor Nation.
It's so calculated.
She's so calculated.
But I don't really watch Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, I'll watch, it's so fucking long. Dude. I'll watch it. And then it's like, after like 8 weeks, I'm like, fuck this. You know, because it's like, but then I watch it if she's on it. I like her.
You got to watch Bachelor in Paradise.
I do watch it. I just.
That's,
I
want to talk about these kids doing shit for TV.
But it's like 2 hours every fucking night. Like sometimes I'll just fast forward through it and see what happens. And like, because sometimes it's just like fucking so time consuming.
It's time consuming, but you have these kids from all like being like, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. And then somebody literally walks down the stairs who's hotter than they've never even talked to. And they're like, I want to fuck that person.
So if they put Victoria and Sydney on there, I'm game.
Oh, they're for sure going to be on there. 100%.
Because I just want to watch all the guys fly, you know, like flies on shit, you know?
Yeah, Sydney's going to be a fucking hot commodity. Hannah will be a fucking hot commodity on there.
What's their names? They go to my Orange Theory. I've seen them once.
Who?
The couple, fucking, what's his name? And the blonde. She used to fuck. They just got married last season from Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, the crazy people? Chris and Crystal?
The blonde, she kind of looks like a doll.
Yeah, Crystal.
And the guy, he
looks like a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go to my Orange Theory. Yeah. And they're on the treadmill next to each other.
I think his name is Chris. Chris, I think it's Crystal. Chris? Maybe it's not Chris. But yeah, they got married on Bachelor in Paradise last season. Everybody went. And it was in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so like, these couples are like on the treadmill next to each other. Just, everything they're doing is together. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, they have...
Couple shit is so like...
They feel like their cameras are on them all
the
time.
Yes, that's what it was. It's like, and everyone's like, oh, are they The Bachelor?
Yeah. But you did it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, I did.
People do that shit all the time. Yeah. You know? And it's like they...
Well, it took me the whole class to put two and two together. I'm like, oh, I know this girl. I was like, wait, oh, it's them.
Yeah. You know? It's like, it's now, it's like their 5 seconds of fame is 5 years of fame, right?
And I love that they all moved to LA.
Of course they do, because they're all... that's the other thing with
everyone
these
thinks
girls.
LA is this magical place where you're just going to check your ticket, and it's like, here you go.
Well, these girls now, man, they're smart. They understand something that we will never understand, you and I, as 40-year-old men, yeah. Right? We will never understand what it's like to take a bit of publicity and fame and turn it into some sort of, like, online, Instagram, social media career.
Yeah.
These girls get sponsors. They post one thing on their fucking Instagram or whatever, and they get paid $7,000. You know, they get clothing lines and juices and all that other shit.
Yeah.
You know, and they get this stuff because they post it on their fucking Instagram. And it's like a business that we will never understand.
It's so crazy. I was just reading, if you have over what, even I think over 500,000, your post can be up to 10 grand a post.
It's insane. And think about how many people have that now. I remember when people were like getting a million followers. I have friends that have a million followers, right? And I think, I mean, God, I have one actress friend who has over like 9 million followers, right? And if she posts something, or even my friends with millions of followers, if they post something and I'm in it, it's like a million people just suck fucking salt.
Crazy,
that.
Right?
You know?
That's like 10 football stadiums.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the ratings for CW.
Yeah.
You know?
And the weird thing about this Instagram, social media, it's like all these girls and all these guys with their... It's like girls have all these fucking fans, but they're like creepy dudes that you wouldn't hang out with outside of Instagram, but yet they're all your fans and you need them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need all you creeps to fucking make my money, but if you saw them out, like, hey, I'm one of your fans, like, get away from me, creep.
Yeah. It's like, you how's know, it's your like, trip to Phuket? How did you know I went to Phuket?
It's like you're doing all this for these creepy dudes.
Yeah.
Your livelihood is to make these creepy dudes horny.
Yeah. Wait, how did you know that I was in Bali? You showed me your ass in Bali. That's how I...
What, are you stalking me? No, I'm on your Instagram. Get away from me, creep.
Yeah. Well...
So fucking backwards.
I know. It's a Black Mirror episode waiting to
happen. It is.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, all right. Are you enjoying this season so far? Are you liking it?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's too much?
It's one of my favorites. As I'm getting older, it's like, got to keep my attention. You know, because in the old days, Bachelor was like, what, an hour? And now it's fucking like 2 hours, twice a week. You know, it's like, it's very time consuming. And also I can tell, and just from living out here and knowing how shows work, it's like, this is fucking, it's becoming a commercial.
Yeah.
So like they're dragging this out so we can get more commercials and get more. That's why I kind of like, okay, I'll see the first fucking half hour and then I'll kind of fast forward a little bit.
Well, I think everybody waits now till
the NBA finals, dude.
Yeah.
NBA finals was like 2 weeks, like 30 years ago. And now it's like 4 months now.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody waits till 8:30, 9 o'clock to start watching. And then they have half an hour fast forwarding through commercials and shit. Cause you know, it's only an hour and a half of
but I'll live tweet sometimes, but in LA you can't really live tweet cause it's already aired in New
York. It's already aired. That's true. That's true. So what do you think? So give me your last predictions of how these last couple episodes are going to go.
I'm going to go contrarian to you. I'm going to say that he is going to bang Victoria because that's why he kept her.
In this next episode?
Because I can see, or if he keeps her to the finals, he will. Oh, you're going to say this next episode.
I'm talking about the next, because there's only three episodes left.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to
he drops one person, right? So
he drops one person. So after Monday, it'll be three people, and then it'll be Fantasy Suites. And then after that, it'll be the
finals. Like you said, go get her crazy Midsommar mother. She's talking about Madison.
I think she's talking about Madison.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Because who else
should we be talking about?
Why would she give a fuck about anybody else?
Right.
Go get fucking crazy Kelsey? No.
No.
Unless the mom is batshit. Anyway.
No.
But yeah, so go get Madison. They're going to keep Madison just for that fact. She's going to be in the finals. Victoria, he might be kicking her out. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Give me.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Kelsey will be. But I'm going to go against you. I'm going to say fucks Victoria, keeps Kelsey, kicks Victoria off.
That's what I said.
No, you said he fucks Kelsey.
Yeah, you think fucks Victoria.
Yeah.
I think he goes home. I think Victoria fucks everything up. I think he wants to fuck Victoria. That's why he keeps going through these arguments, but she just goes too bat crazy. He sends her home after the hometowns. Then I think
she's really hot.
She's, I know. Then she, but it's too crazy. It's too crazy. It's like, who's crazier? The dude, the girl in the psycho ward, or the dude that goes into the psycho ward and fucks the girl? Yeah. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's like that crazy girl or guy that texts you like, fuck.
Yeah. You're like, God damn it. Do I really want to go through this? And then they're like,
she keyed my car, but fuck.
Yeah. Oh, and then she becomes pregnant. You're like, what the fuck? You're not pregnant. What are you talking about?
Nightmare.
I think he gets rid of Victoria after the hometowns, even though he really wants her to stay. He fucks Kelsey. He might fuck Victoria during the hometowns. You know, I don't know. But he gets rid of Victoria.
It's almost like gambling, because if fucking, okay, here's what, I'm going to be watching this, and if he fucks Victoria, I'm going to go, fuck yeah!
Here's what's going to, all right, here's, I'm changing it up. Here's, I'm changing it up, okay? He's going to go to Victoria's hometown. There's going to be drama. He's going to go leave her at the fucking house, which you see her crying. She's going to go to his hotel, and then go into his hotel, and like they get into a huge argument, and then he sends her home at the hotel, even though he might just want to fuck her, but he sends her home at the hotel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think he takes Kelsey, Hannah, and Madison to the overnights. First night that he's there, he fucks Kelsey. That's her in a dress up against the fucking window, mm-hmm. right? Fucks Kelsey. And then he goes on a hometown with, or a fantasy suite with Hannah. And then Hannah, and him probably hook up, and then he goes out with Madison, and that's where Madison's like, I want to go to the fantasy suite with you, but just so you know, I'm saving myself for marriage. And then they have the hometown, and then she says, gotta say, if you fuck anybody else, I'm probably going to be upset, kind of like Luke did to Hannah, right? Yeah. and then he sends Kelsey home after that, which he just fucked her, so now he's going to be kind of like a villain, right? Sends Kelsey home. Hannah and Madison are left. They go to wherever, you know, their tropical destination is for their fucking thing. And then Madison and him have like their last date, and she's still not cool with the fact that he's fucked somebody else. And then as he's getting ready to propose, Madison fucking takes off, and that's when Harrison comes down and says she's gone. Boom.
There you go.
And then after the final rose, we find out he's fucking the producer the whole time.
Yes. I'm thinking he's going to go to fucking Victoria's home. And her home life is not going to be as fucking storybook as everyone else's. And she's going to cry about it. He's going to feel bad. They're going to hook up. He's going to keep her. And I think he's going to fuck Kelsey and get rid of her.
Okay. So you think it's Victoria, Hannah, and Madison for the last three?
Because I think he's starting to feel bad, and she's quiet, Victoria. And he's like, fuck him. You know, there's more to her onion, you know?
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, Kelsey.
More to her onion?
You know, all her peels, you know? It's like.
Yeah, I get it.
And Kelsey's kind of like. Kelsey, everything's out there. Kelsey is kind of too much fucking shit, but he does like blondes.
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
And then, so then it's those three. And then do you think the final two are Hannah and Madison? And then he tries to pick Madison?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go get her. I think go get her is the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he takes them both because, you know, the finals is when the moms, the family.
But what do you
there.
Say to a virgin that doesn't want you to fuck someone and you already did? I'm sorry, I fucked her. Please come back.
Yeah. I mean, he knows.
I'll be celibate.
She knows he slept with somebody else because the whole Hannah thing.
And enough of this virgin shit. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I think that because, you know, the finals is when the family comes and then he introduces both girls.
Yeah.
And then she probably takes off. Then he goes and tells his mom that she takes off. And then she's like, no, bring her home to us or whatever.
Bring her home to us. What a fucking weird soundbite.
All right. Well, there we have it. We have our predictions for the last couple episodes, guys. I'm going to try and get this up today.
Perfect.
So that people can listen to it and hear our predictions for what's going on. Dude, I want to bring you back. I'm going to After the Final Rose.
Oh, you really are?
Yeah.
You're going to be that one guy in the audience.
No. This I watched the show.
There's always like one dude.
Yeah. I went by myself to the Women Tell All a couple years ago. And people were like, what are you doing here? And I was like, watching.
They're like,
is
this guy
here?
A plant? Is he supposed to like.
Yeah. They actually were like.
You're like central casting. Like, we need one guy.
No, I had girls audience. Behind me being like, are you the next Bachelor? Is that why you're here by yourself? Are you the next Bachelor? And I was like, no, why are you here?
That's like a weird dream. That's like waking up like, oh my God, dude, I had the weirdest dream. I was the only guy sitting in the Girls Tell All. And I was sitting there, you know.
It was. Even Harrison, because I've hung out with him before. He walked up. He's like, what are you doing here by yourself? And I'm like, I'm just.
Like, fuck you, Chris. What are you doing?
You're free. Yeah. Like, he's like, all right. But there's actually like five or six of us that watch every Monday that we're all going. Because my one friend who knew all the Chase Rice shit, she can get us like tickets and stuff. So
Yeah.
So we're going with that whole crew, but I think it's going to be a very explosive after the final rose.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think it's going to be
a good season.
It's a good season. All right, guys. Listen, remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe. We are available on your favorite directories such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeart. You can find us at Believe.com, BLEAV.com, and at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Podcasts. I'll say that better. Please rate the show on iTunes and follow me at Forever's Evers, EVERS. All right, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you back afterwards and we'll see if our predictions came true or whatnot.
Let's do it.
And then, we got to do this more often, man. I really like your fucking take on all this other shit. Yeah. It keeps me, you know.
Follow me on Instagram, Andy Kozel, AndyKozel.
Yeah, spell it again.
AndyKozel.
At Andy Kozel. Dude, and if you guys are in the LA area, go see his shows at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, you'll find everything on my Instagram.
Yeah, on his Instagram, you'll be able to find it. But go see it. It's really, really funny. And the people that he goes up there with are fucking hilarious, too. Yes. So, that being said, guys, thank you again. And reality TV, it's better than real.
You're right.